This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his birth anniversary at his Samadhi Sadaiv Atal in the national capital today. Former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, BJP National President and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, BJP National Working President Nitin Naveen, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, several Union Ministers, Members of Parliament, MLAs also paid floral tributes to the late Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Lucknow today on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. At around 2:30 p.m, the Prime Minister will inaugurate Rashtra Prerna Sthal and also address a public gathering on the occasion. Driven by the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India, Rashtra Prerna Sthal will serve as a tribute to the life, ideals and enduring legacy of one of India's most revered statesmen whose leadership left a profound impact on the nation's democratic, political and developmental journey. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief on the loss of lives due to a tragic bus fire incident in Chitradurg, Karnataka. In a social media post, the President expressed heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. She prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Modi also expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. The Prime Minister announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, which will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. He said the injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Over 10 people feared dead and several injured after a private bus caught fire after colliding with a lorry in Karnataka's Chitradurg district early this morning. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, will challenge the suspension of life sentence and bail to former MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in the Unnao rape case in the Supreme Court. Spokesperson of the investigation agency said the decision was taken after studying the orders of a division bench of the Delhi High Court in the Unnao rape case of 2017. Sengar will remain in jail as he is also serving a 10-year term for the custodial death of the rape survivor's father. Sengar had filed an appeal against his life sentence, which was vehemently opposed by the CBI and the family of the victim before the High Court. The Delhi High Court on Tuesday suspended the jail term of expelled BJP leader Sengar, who was serving life imprisonment in the 2017 Unnao rape case, saying he has already served 7 years and 5 months in prison. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has said that malaria incidence in the country is declining by over 80% and deaths by 78%, showcasing India's transition from a high-burden malaria country to a high-impact state. Addressing the Advancing Public Health Outcomes Forum 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that over 30,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs have received National Quality Assurance Standards certification. He also noted that the government aims to establish one Ayushman Arogya Mandir for every 2,000 population and said that this reflects the government's commitment to strengthen primary health care. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star, holly wreaths and exchange gifts. Pope Leo XIV is presiding over the Christmas celebrations for the first time after being elected in May this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion of Christmas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished everyone a joyous Christmas filled with peace, compassion and hope. He hoped that teachings of Jesus Christ will strengthen harmony in the society. In football, FC Goa finished their campaign in AFC Champions League 2 2025-26 with a close defeat against Istiklal by 2-1 in the Group D match at the PJN Stadium in Margao, Goa last night. The result means that FC Goa finished bottom of the group with 0 points from 6 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.